Episode 167, we came, we played, we conquered. Oh my god, loves, we literally beat Deadwood Mansion and I'm so psyched. So let me back up and tell you how the night began. We met up at Sandbox VR around 6:30. We were literally a minute apart and you know we raced to be the first one in the spot. Unfortunately, he beat me, but I was cool with it because I was right behind him. I parked and he came into my car. He looked cute wearing the 49ers hoodie I'd gotten him and light blue jeans. I complimented him and then we kissed. He said I looked cute too, but he actually didn't realize the outfit I was wearing until we got out of the car and then he was floored. But I'll tell you about that in a minute. Okay, so back to the car. After the kiss and some immediate frolicking, we got to complete in my playlist. I had about 60 songs left to sort, and it was cool having him play them for me and helping me decide where to put them. Before you knew it, we were done and heading into the VR place early. I stepped out of the car, and he was immediately enamored by my outfit. He said he loved it, and seeing it in person was even better than just on the runway. I had him take some pics and videos on his phone, and they came out so good. Man, that iPhone 16 Pro is amazing. They really upped the picture quality because even in the dark atmosphere, the color of the pictures come out bright and vibrant. I loved them, and he did too. He even joked with me saying he wasn't going to send them and I couldn't post them because he wanted them for himself. I actually wasn't sure if he was joking, but if he was serious, I would have let him have them and just taken more when I got home. I wasn't going to argue. If he wanted them, he would have them. Even though I really loved them and wanted to post them. Then, right before we went into the game, he said, if we win, I could have them. I thought, well, that's not going to happen, so they'll be his, and that's just fine. But then we won. Neither of us could believe it, but it felt so good. And then I said, yay, I get the pictures. And he said, yes, you do. So speaking of, we took those zombies out. Every single one of them. I think we were both in the mood to do some killing. And when he named the group our group name Assassins, that truly set the scene. Those zombies didn't stand a chance and we worked so well together. We literally had each other's back because they were coming at us from every angle. My favorite thing was when you lost power, you had to touch one another's shoulders to revive each other. It felt so good knowing he was by my side, and even though it was just a game, it symbolized how we were always there for each other through thick and thin, zombie apocalypse or not. Anyway, after that was done, we went to his car to head to eat. We were beyond ready for the Cheesecake Factory, and besides our server's dry personality, it didn't disappoint. The mozzarella pieces were on point. Once the bread arrived, it was nice and hot, and our drinks were great. We loved it, and I loved the chicken Caesar salad I decided to get for the first time. It was definitely hearty, as I had hoped, and tasted amazing. I couldn't even eat it all, so I saved the rest for the next day. He got a new panini sandwich they had and said it was good, but not really a repeatable dish. I was just happy he at least liked it. He didn't eat all of his meal either, but that was cool because he wasn't too full for dessert. We went with the chocolate truffle cake and it was great. Really sweet, but the whipped cream diluted it a bit and mixed perfectly. We had quite a bit, but couldn't finish that either. We talked about how if we had been in New York City, we would have taken it to go and given it to a homeless person, but we knew we were going straight home and wouldn't see any, so we opted to leave it behind. I'm always internally torn when we have to leave food because I know there are people out there that need it, but we always try to give when we can, so that definitely matters. On the other hand, I feel comfortable in the fact knowing that we took our time to plan our food choices and weren't gluttonous. So if we're full but satisfied, then that's okay. Once done, we head back to his car to continue listening to the new rap Apple Music countdown. So far, it had proved to be pretty good, but being able to lay our seats back, be with one another, and just fully let ourselves be immersed in our bubble was captivating. We played each song, decided on whether we liked them, laughed, joked, vibed, added a few, and just did us. By the time we decided to leave, he'd gotten a few songs on his library and one on his rap list, and I'd gotten 5 onto my new Bombshell Fitness playlist. It was so cool. I loved the moment, and it felt so authentic and genuine. We truly didn't want it to end, but knew it must, so we put our seats up, and he drove me back to my car while we listened a bit more and joked about one particular song that was super cocky. We didn't initially add it, but after seeing the video and constantly singing the words to one another, we figured why not. I was back to my car in no time, and after kissing and saying goodbye, we drove off and then got back on the phone to do our recap of the night. Maybe about after 20 minutes, I realized that I'd forgotten my leftovers in his car. He told me to pull over somewhere and send him my location so that he could come to me. I told him he didn't have to, but he insisted, so I agreed. We stayed on the phone while I sent him my location. 15 minutes later, he was dropping my salad back to me like the best Uber driver ever. I thanked him again, and we were back off to our respective homes. While we spoke for a bit longer. Then I got off the phone and continued the rest of my ride while watching my shows. He texted me when he got home, and I did the same. We spoke a few more times, and then it was time for bed. I went to sleep with a smile on my face because the date had been such a success. Heads up! Next date is our movie night, and then we're off to Bermuda. Fun times ahead!